Good morning to each of you that are joining with us on today. Our theme song for this year, 2025, will be two songs. The first one is Have Thine Own Way, Lord, and I Surrender All. Those will be our two songs going into 2025. We possibly will add others, but these will be our two songs going into 2025 is Have Thine Own Way, Lord, and I Surrender All. So as we prepare ourselves for this morning, we're going to share just a few verses from Have Thine Own Way. Just like clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. Jeremiah 18, verse number 6. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold over my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only. Always living in me. Yes, we want the Lord to have his way in our lives as we align to his word, as we align to his will. So our two songs for 2025, and as I say, we will add others, will be Have Thine Own Way, Lord, as well as I Surrender All. Again, we want to say good morning to each of you that are joining with us. Yes, we are 12 days into 2025, and I can say this morning, see what the Lord has done. So we want to say good morning to all of you. Thank you for joining us here at the Gathering Place Beyond the Walls, located here in Macon, Georgia, with your facilitator, Minister Deborah Singleton. I am humbled. I am humbled to be able to serve each of you, serve you through words, serve you through intercessory prayer, serve you in terms of being able to just reach out and touch you, whether that's through phone, whether that's through a card, whether that's through letter, whether that's through prayer. I want you to know that I know that I am humbled and I am loved by each of you. And I want you to know that this ministry loves you. And we are in the business of demonstrating that love to each of you. So again, we want to say good morning. Again, we want to say thank you all for everything that you have poured into this ministry, poured into me with your intercessory prayers. We want to thank you with your gifts so that we will be able to minister in this community. I want to tell you thank you this morning. We are going to get ready and open up this morning with our opening scripture coming from Psalm 100, and then we will have our prayer by Brother Everett this morning. Good morning, good morning. Psalm 100, shout praises to the Lord, everyone on this earth. Be joyful and sing as you come in to worship the Lord. You know the Lord is God. He created us and we belong to him. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pastor. Be thankful and praise the Lord as you enter his temple. The Lord is good. His love and faithfulness will last forever. I read in our hearing this morning, Psalm 100. The Lord is God. Amen. Brother Everett.
Spirit of the living God, we come humbling our minds, our hearts, and our souls unto your throne of grace and mercy this morning to praise your holy and your divine name, to let you know, God, that we are grateful for this another day that you have blessed us to be ushered into, God. God, we are grateful that we can call you our Father. God, we are grateful that you are our creator, you are our overseer, you are, God, our one and our only source. God, we are grateful for your grace and for your mercy and for your continual love and support of us, your children, Lord. For God, we've come to realize and understand that we know you love us, God. If no one else loves us, you love us. Your Son, Jesus, loves us. Your Holy Spirit loves us because you look past our faults, God, and you continue to shower us with your blessings. And for that, God, we are grateful. God, we seek your cleansing right now, asking that you remove anything from us. Remove the sins that continue to try to take over our lives, creating us a clean heart, renewing us, God, a right spirit. Father God, we want to always be in a right relationship with you. We always want your Holy Spirit to rule in our lives. So we ask right now that you will help us during the challenging moments of our lives, that you will help us to continue to look to the hill from which comes our help. For all our help only comes from you. Help us, Lord, not to lean onto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you and you will direct our path. Help us, God, not to rely on our knowledge or to rely on others, but to rely on you, God, because, God, we trust you. As we look back over our lives, God, there's been nothing in our lives that we have not been able to overcome through you. Yes, we failed at relying on our own strength, but, Lord, you've never failed us, and for that we're grateful. God, we're grateful that you have placed in each of our lives the various ministries that we've dialed into on Sundays and on Tuesdays. We thank you for Dr. Deborah Singleton, how you have continued, God, to build her up in your word and how you have continued to give her the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to teach and preach your word with simplicity and with understanding. We thank you, Father God, for the ministry of Man of Hope, who you have placed Minister Mary Whitfield to be your overseer. We pray your blessings upon her, Lord, as she's in the vineyard. We pray your blessing upon Apostle Ellie Hassad. We pray your blessing upon Elder God. We pray your blessing upon Pastor Kuiper, Lord. We pray your blessing upon our dear minister in Cincinnati. Lord, we pray your blessing upon all the other ministers of the gospel that are associated with these ministries, Lord. I pray, God, that you look upon each of the overseers and their families, and I ask that you keep them safe and protected under your loving arms of protection from all hurt, harm, and danger. I pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to help them as they help others. And, Lord, as we're here at the table this morning, Lord, we're here to hear from you, to learn of you, to be infused and to be empowered, Father God, to go into this world to serve this present age. And as we are serving this present age, we seek your divine guidance. We ask that you anoint us with understanding that only comes from your Holy Spirit. We ask that we not be fixated on the things around us, but we be focused on hearing from you, God. We ask that as we are ministering to people, Lord, that you will help us to mind our speech and not speak our mind. Help us to always carry ourselves in a way that we are humble, not feeling as though that we are better than anybody. Help us Father God, that we use our hands that you blessed us with to praise and to glorify you and to lend a helping hand to those around us who need it. Lord, bless our ears to listen attentively to your Holy Spirit guiding us. And when we are ministering to others, help us, God, to listen attentively and closely to those that are crying out to us. Help us to be slow to speak and quick to listen and slow to become angry. Lord, anoint our feet as we walk on this ground we call earth, that we walk upright, that we will continue to seek your guidance, that we don't use our feet to walk over and trample over those that are down and out, but that we use to strengthen our legs to walk with them side by side, encourage those that are down and out. But help us, Lord, to step on those scorpions and serpents and all the ability of the enemy. For you've given us that commandment and strength through our Jesus Christ that we can do so. And, Lord, help us today, Father God, to use our eyes to continue to look towards the hills from which cometh our help. Help us with our spiritual eyes to look into the lives of those that don't speak, but we can know just by looking at them because our spirit connects that we can identify whatever area in their lives that they need help with, Lord. So I ask today, God, that you be with each of us as we walk on this earth. Keep our families, Father God, safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And God, we look to you because you are omniscient. You know what we need. Some are standing in need of healing. And I ask, Lord, that your healing touch would touch their bodies. Some are in need of peace because things around them and in their family, things to be out of order, but we know that you are the author of peace. And some, Father God, just need to know that you love them. We just ask these things of you, God, as we now look to your word for understanding and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Everett, thank you so much for that prayer this morning. So much of what you prayed, the Holy Spirit praying through you. You prayed the lesson this morning through prayer. You prayed the lesson this morning, and you prayed through the Holy Spirit praying through you what our focus need to be in the midst of what's going on around us, where and who we are to be focused on. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for using you this morning as an instrument for sharing and giving us prayer points to pray as we leave on today. Thank you so, so much. This morning, we are going to do a two-parter. We have two scriptures this morning that we will be looking at. We will be looking at Psalm 47 and Psalm 93 this morning. As it speaks to the Lord reigns and that the Lord is king and that he is sovereign. I'm going to read the first scripture, Psalm 47. And then Brother Al would come with Psalm, and then we will go back and look at Psalm 93 this morning. But as you listen to the reading of the word, and as you have opened your word to Psalm 47, I want you to jot down the words that you hear from this psalm this morning. I'm going to read this psalm from the Contemporary English Version on today. Psalm 47, and it's entitled in my Bible, God Rules the Nations. God rules the nations with the S on the end. Verse number one, all of you nations, clap your hands and shout joyful praises to God. The Lord Most High is fearsome, the ruler of all the earth. God has put every nation under our power, and he chose for us the land that was the pride of Jacob, his favorite. God goes up to his throne as people shout and trumpets blast. sing praises to God, our King, capital K-I-N-G, the ruler of all the earth. Praise God with songs. God, verse number 8, God rules the nations from his sacred throne. Their leaders come together and are now the people of Abraham's God. All rulers on earth surrender their weapons, and God is greatly praised. That is our first scripture this morning, looking at two parts of scripture on today as we present the message coming from Psalm 47, verses 1 through 9, which is entitled, God Rules the Nations. Brother Al.
Amen. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, we are leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm. We are leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. We are leaning on the everlasting arms. We are leaning on Jesus Christ, my Savior, safe and secure from all alarms. We are leaning on Jesus Christ, my Savior, leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Al, thank you so much for that song of praise this morning. We want to thank you for being our praise leader, and you have done such an awesome job allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you as well. Thank you again. We want to ask if you would please continue to keep those that are being affected by the wildfires there in California. Those that are in your family, keep them lifted in prayer based on the word of God. Ask that you please keep Sister Wanda in prayer. She is recovering just from some minor. She is already healed, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, and we have exchanged text messages, but we want to keep her in prayer as we see the continued manifestation of her healing. Also, ask that you keep those that are caregivers, keep them in your prayers. We are praying 2025. When we add someone to our prayer list, we're going to pray an associated scripture that goes along with it. What does the word say? And what are we going to stand on? So, again, we ask if you would please keep those in prayer. Bring those to the line when we open up for prayer during our morning sessions, our evening sessions. Please bring those names. And, again, we are going to bring the word alongside those prayer request. As I mentioned earlier, we have two scriptures this morning, Psalm 47 as well as Psalm 93. We read Psalm 47 earlier, and we want to go ahead and read Psalm 93. It's just five verses, but these verses are certainly power-packed with principles about our King, knowing that our King is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that he is all-powerful, he is all-sufficient, he is almighty, and even more. So let's look at Psalm 93, reading from the Contemporary English Version this morning. And the heading for Psalm 93 is, "The Lord is King," capital K-I-N-G. It reads, verse 1, "Our Lord, you are King. Majesty and power are your royal robes. You put the world in place, and it will never be moved. You have always ruled, and you are eternal. The ocean is roaring, Lord. The sea is pounding hard. Its mighty waves are majestic. But you are more majestic, and you rule over all." I'm going to read verse 4 again. "Its mighty waves are majestic, but you are more majestic, and you rule over all. Your decisions are firm, and your temple will always be beautiful and holy." Again, the heading for Psalm 93 is, "The Lord is King." The Lord is King. This morning, as we look around, in the world, look at the news on the television or through some type of social media platform, what do we see? We see current events. We see, it seems as though society is morally declining. We hear one tragedy after another. And yes, sometimes it can be disheartening. It sometimes may seem, though, as chaos surrounds us and is gaining a foothold closer to us each day. But Brother Al, I want to remind us we need to stop right here. We are not to be deceived. As the beginning words of Psalm 93, verses 1 and 2, it reminds us and it lets us know that the Lord reigns. And Psalm 47 lets us know that our Lord, the Most High, is awesome, and he is a great King over all the earth and over all the nations. We, as disciples of Christ, kingdom citizens and ambassadors, Uncle John, we can be assured that God is in control. He is still in control, and no one can do anything about it. I want to say that this morning. He is in control. Even in the midst of all that we see, I want us to know this morning that God is not surprised. None of what is going on is a surprise to him. God never says, oops. God never says, I took my eyes off of that, and I didn't know that was going on. God never says that, Brother Al. God knows all, and God sees all, and God is the Almighty God. This morning, I want to tell us that God knows exactly what is going on. It does not matter the location, whether it's in Atlanta or whether it's in the jungles of Africa, or it doesn't matter whether it is in Alaska or whether it's in Australia. God knows what's going on. He knows about the very places that have not been pinpointed on the map, Uncle John, that man has made. God knows and God sees, and nothing surprises God. I want you to get that in your, I want this to ring out in your minds this morning, that God reigneth despite what our leaders, despite what media and other influences may believe. Our God reigns. R-E-I-G-N-S. Nothing happens, my sisters and brothers, this morning. Nothing happens without him allowing it for his purposes. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Yes, I want to remind us again this morning that God, who counts the stars and calls them by their names, is in no danger of forgetting his own children. God cares for us, and God will and is taking care of his children. God's reputation this morning, y'all, is on the line. Isaiah 41 and 10. As we open our Bibles to these two passages this morning of Scripture to encourage us in 2025, I want to remind us that God will never be impeached. God would never be taken to court for child support. God would never be sentenced for a crime. Yes, God's reputation is on the line. Why, Minister Deborah, do you think that the publishers of the topics for this year coming out this way and starting us where it started us last Sunday, and now it got to here where it talks about that the Lord reigns and that the Lord is sovereign? The reason I believe that God and the Holy Spirit working through the authors and the writers, because they knew the times in which we would be living in. That's why the topic came to me. The Holy Spirit gave me what we need to remember as 2025 unfolds. We must remember that the Lord reigns and that he is sovereign, Mother Cora. We must remember as disciples of Christ that we can brag on God. I don't know about you, but I'm going to brag on God. I'm going to brag on my Heavenly Father, because I know that he's all-powerful. I know that he reigns. I know that he's sovereign. I know that he's omniscient, knowing everything. I know that he's omnipotent, that he's all-powerful. This morning, I want to ask the question, will you brag on God throughout 2025? We are 12 days in, and I've been bragging about God every single day. Yes, I'm bragging on God. I'm not bragging on the situation or the circumstances of what I see in social media or even what I see happening. I'm still bragging on my God. I'm bragging on him because, Brother Al, I know Romans 8:28 is real. I know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I'm bragging on God this morning. I got to say it again. I'm bragging on God because I serve a God that can count the stars. I serve a God that calls the stars by their name. I serve a God that knows the strains of the hair that is on my head. I know and serve a God. My question this morning is, do you know the man? Do you know him? Do you know him as your personal Savior? Do you have an intimate relationship with him? That's the reason why I want us to get this, because there are going to be some turbulent times. There are going to be some trials. There are going to be some tribulation. There's stuff you're going to hear. And the question I want to ask this morning, are you still going to say, my Lord reigns, my Lord is sovereign, my Lord is all-powerful, and no matter what I'm in the midst of, I know that he is with me, and he's going to bring me through. Yes, that may not be in my timing, but it's in his timing. And I want to remind us this morning that what we got to do is that we can never abandon our faith, and we can never abandon the promises that God has made to us. Oh, 2025, I don't need you to drop what God promised you. I don't need you to abandon your faith. I don't need you to abandon your trust in God and tell me how bad it is. But I need you to tell me, Minister Deborah, I'm being challenged with the situation, but I know that my God is all powerful. I know that my God is going to work this out for the good. I know God is preparing me to be the disciple, the ambassador, the kingdom citizen I'm supposed to be, so that I can spread the good news, so I can tell somebody else that Jesus lives and that Jesus saves. I want to be able to tell somebody, like Paul told the jailer, here's how you can be saved. Yes, we can't get caught up, y'all, on what we're seeing on the news and the horrific things that are going on. I'm not blinded by it, because here's the thing, I see it too, but my perspective is that God has already told me in his word that we're going to have troubles. He's already told me in his word we're going to have trials, but he also told me that he has overcome. And if he's overcome, I too have overcome, because I'm connected to him. So as we look at Psalm 47, we're going to start there. I want us to see this morning something else. I want us to see, Mother Cora, the transformative power of the word of God. The transformative power of the word, and what it does when we get the word in our minds and we position ourselves so that we can be more than conquerors, so that we can be triumphant, so that we can have the victory over everything and all things as 2025 unfolds. This week, as we study the two Psalms, Psalm 47 and Psalm 93, that centers on God's kingship. Yes, God's kingship. These two Psalms are considered enthronement Psalms, whose purpose is proclaiming and celebrating God as King, capital K-I-N-G, and sovereign authority over the earth and all the nations. The two Psalms incorporate different images of the divine King's majesty, but both give us attributes of our King and his kingship. Let's look at Psalm 47 first. Let's turn to Psalm 47 in our Bibles. As we look at our Lord reign, and that our Lord, look at his kingship and look at his attributes. When we look at Psalm 47, it was written by the sons of Korah. That designation pertains to 11 Psalms in all. Psalm 42, 44 through 49, 84, 85, 87, and 88. When we look at this group, the sons of Korah, they are a branch of the Levites who had the special task of being gatekeepers. We see that in 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 19. Psalm 47 begins by summoning all peoples. That's P-E-O-P-L-E-S with an S on the end of people. All peoples to clap and shout with songs of joy because the Lord, the Most High, is awesome and a great king over the whole earth. Look at verse number 1 and 2. It speaks to the attribute of God. Look at verse 2. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great king, capital K-I-N-G, over all the earth. What do I gather here? The first thing is I gather from Psalm 47, as my mind is being transformed this morning by the word of God to encourage me in the midst of trials, in the midst of world events and things that are going on. The first thing that the psalmist does, the sons of Korah do is that they remind me, for the Lord, our God, is awesome. The second thing, Brother Al, the writer, the penman, remind us is that our God is the great king over all the earth. He does not share his kingship with others in terms of being in charge and have authority over. Notice this. He is a great king over all the earth. It belongs to him. And notice this, God's glorious authority extends far beyond the land or people of Israel. He is the global God, the king of all the earth. Both the office and the realm are important. He is a great king in that he is the king of kings. And the highest, notice this, his territory extends over all the earth, and he is sovereign in all places. There is no place on the map, and even if it's not captured on the map, where God is not sovereign. God is sovereign in Washington, D.C. God is sovereign at the Pentagon. God is sovereign in Afghanistan. God is sovereign in Pakistan. His territory extends over all the earth, and he is sovereign in all places. Here's the other thing that the penmen of Psalm 47 tells us about our king, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Not only is he's awesome, not only is he a great king over all the earth, he is the king of all the earth as well as the nations. Yeah, when you read, look at verse number 3. He subdued nations under us, the peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Let me remind us this morning that when you look at verse number 8, God reigns over the nations. And God is seated on his holy throne. Yes, this morning, not only is he the great king over all the earth, but he is the king of all the earth and the nations. Yes. That sets it for us this morning to know that we have no business bowing down to anything, no idol God, no pagan God, no job, no bank account, no this or that, because we serve, those of us that have made the Romans 10:9-10 sincere declaration connected to the true vine, we serve the king that is over all the earth. earth, and he is over all the nations. Let me give you something else about him. The reign of the king, he reigns over the nations, and he sits on his holy throne. God sits upon the throne. It is not empty. He is not an empty or ceremonial ruler. It is his throne. It belongs to him and to none other. The other thing about his throne is that it is a holy throne where the holiness of God has been perfectly satisfied by the work of Jesus on the cross. Therefore, it is both a holy throne and it is a throne of grace, Hebrews 4 and 16. The king, something else about our king, the king of kings, the king is greatly exalted above the nations. Yeah, you will see that in verse number 9 of Psalms 47. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted, meaning, you all, this morning, that those kings that are in England and various places that have this type of government, that have kings, I want us to know that they are under God. The president is under God. The vice under God. Prime minister under God. And we have to understand that he is greatly exalted. What else about it? The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God, and he is greatly exalted. He is to be praised. He is to be worshipped. He is to be honored because he is the King of Kings, and everything is under him. The psalmist is moaning because he knows, as I said earlier, what we're going to face, Sister JJ, in 2025. He wants us to make sure that we understand that everything that we see, it is under God. Nothing surprises him. Nothing catches him off guard. He never takes a nap. He never goes on vacation. That's what the word of God says. And so as I go through my storms, as I go through my trials, as I go through my upsets, my disappointments, I know that my God reigns. I know that my God is in charge. I know that my God is going to work it out for the good. Oh, let's keep going this morning. This Psalm 47, when I went back and I grabbed it, Uncle John, it reminded me that I serve an awesome God. It reminds me that I serve a great king. It reminds me that the earth and the nations and the rulers and these other various places are under him. Notice, I want to point something out this morning. Look at verse number 9 in Psalm 47. I don't know if y'all caught it or not, but right there it says that the nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, as I read earlier. For the kings, look at that small k. I don't know about it. In my Bible, it's got a small k. For the kings of the earth belong to who? Belong to God. He is the one that is to be exalted. He is the one that we are to lift up. He's the one that we are to do what? To brag on. I've been through cuts on a job. I've been through furloughs. I've been where I had to let people go for a while and not even get a paycheck. I had to go and not get a paycheck, but yet it's still, my God still provided. My God still protected. My God. And that's what we got to let the world know. My God. Yeah, you talk about the cuts that's coming down. You talk about this thing. But let me tell y'all something. We got to stand on the promises of God. God says, I reign. God says, I'm in charge. God says, I will provide. God says, I am your shepherd. God says, you don't have to worry. I'm going to meet your needs. God says, in his kingdom, there is no lack. L-A-C-K. So this morning, I want to encourage us. I want to lift our heads up. I want us to be like the psalmist in Psalm 121. Lift up your hands. Lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help, knowing that your help cometh from the Lord, Brother Al, the maker of heaven and earth. God was taking care of us before these social programs came into existence. God was taking care of us. And I want to remind us this morning, lift up your eyes. Lift up your head. Lift your hands in the air and say, I know God's going to take care of me. His reputation is on the line. Let's go on to Psalm 93 this morning. Psalm 93. What encouragement I'm receiving this morning from the word of God. Yes. When I look at Psalm 93 this morning. I don't know. I can't tell you this morning who wrote Psalm 93. The author, the penman, is not listed. But it contains important revelations about God and the reasons why he's worthy of our praise and worthy of our worship. These include his majestic power, his immovability, his eternity, his omnipotence, his sovereignty, his faithfulness, and his holiness. When you look at Psalm 93, you see his holiness, Sister Wanda. You see his faithfulness. You see him being all-powerful. You see him being eternal. You see him being omnipotent. Yes, what else do we see in Psalm 93? Despite all opposition, Jehovah, our God, reigns supreme. S-U-P-R-E-M-E. He reigns supreme. Possibly at the time of this sacred writing of Psalm 93, the nation was in danger from its enemies. And the hope of the people of God were encouraged by remembering that the Lord was still king, that he reigns forever and ever, forevermore, that there is no stops for election when it comes to God being our king. There's no need for a coronation ceremony like they did for King Charles in England. He was king from the beginning, and all things are ordered according to his eternal purposes. Yes, he's king. He reigns. No matter what's going on, no matter what happens, I want us to know this, that the Lord reigns, that the Lord is king, and that he is sovereign, and that he is the eternal I am. Yes, we can't abandon our faith, Sister Gloria. We can't abandon the promises of God. We can't abandon trusting in him no matter what we see going on around us. This ain't the first time we've seen stuff go on around us. It's not the first time we've seen tornadoes and this thing and that thing. But that's why the psalmist comes this morning to remind us as disciples of Christ, kingdom citizens, keep your eyes stayed on the master. What do I glean from Psalm 93 as I turn here in my Bible? The thing I glean is, you all, not only is the Lord king, not only is he sovereign, but he is reliable. God is reliable. Mother Cora, he's not fickle or changing as people change. God is from eternity. God is from eternity. God is omnipotent, and he is all-powerful, and he is all-knowing. Our God, my God, is reliable. My God is trustworthy. Yes. Something else about my God, something else about an attribute of my God, your God, our God. He is robed in majesty. He's robed in strength, the sovereign power. He's robed in this. What the psalmist does is we know he tries to bring it and paint a picture for us to be able to see this and to see our God. He is robed in majesty. He's robed in strength. He's robed in sovereign power. He's got all power. Not only is he all-knowing, not only is he omnipotent, but we see the sovereign power of God in this song. Here's something else we see. His authority in all things rest on himself. He don't look for somebody else to help him out. He don't look for somebody else to do this. His authority. See, in a kingdom, you all, there's authority. There's a throne that the king having all authority, and the territory is under the king. And I am a part of the kingdom of God. I am one of his children. He rules from his kingdom. He rules from his throne. And he reminds me, Deborah, I'm all powerful. Deborah, I have all authority in my hand. Notice this, something else about Psalm 93. God needs no sword or other weapons to be armed for battle because he is armed with strength. Now, notice this, God needs no sword like man. We see that in this scripture where it talks about the sword, it talks about the weapons, but it lets us know that our God is armed with strength. I see that right there in verse number one. The Lord is robed in majesty and he's armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, is firm and secure. Keep in mind, this takes us back to Genesis, the book of beginnings, where God created the heavens and the earth. Here's something else I found in this psalm, Sister Jan. God had no need for any human intervention to affirm his kingship. He has always existed as king. What you saying, Deborah? There was no need for an election. There was no need for a crowning ceremony. There was no need for other states' persons to come in and be a part of the ceremony. God had no need, Uncle John, for any human intervention to affirm his kingship. He didn't need somebody to tell him he was king. He has always existed as king. That's why you can't impeach him. That's why you can't take him out of office. That's why. Because notice this, he has always existed as the capital K-I-N-G. Let me give you something else. God exists forever without cause. He exists forever. Time is, there's no time when it comes a timeline for him serving and then all of a sudden we elect somebody else. God exists forever. There can be no greater rule than God. That there can be nobody that can come in and take the throne away from him. There can be nobody that can come in and bring a cause against him that he would have to go to court and stand for. There can be no greater rule. So if he's the King of Kings, then why am I looking and worrying about this thing or that thing? All I have to do is go to the King because I am a child of the King. Oh, my question this morning is, do you know how to enter the throne room of God? Yeah, I can go to the King. I'm his child. I'm not an outsider. I am a child of the King. And notice this, there can be no greater rule. The Lord is the world's only capital K-I-N-G. The Lord, God's reign will never end. His reign is without challenge. Yes, God's word is firm, is unmovable, even in the greatest flood, the greatest water, the mighty breakers of the sea. He is clothed, something else, he is clothed with dignity. He is king forever and ever. Yes, he will continue to reign supreme forever. Psalms 10, verse number 16. No matter what man may get in and do, no matter what man may try to do and think that they are over God and they can tell God what to do, or they think they can get around God by doing some of these dastardly things that they are thinking about doing. I want us to know this morning that our God is king forever and ever, and he will continue to reign. He will continue to be supreme forever, and that God sees what's going on. His word is firm. His word is unmovable, even in the greatest flood. And when I looked at this, Minister Braxton, when I looked at it and I saw that the seas have lifted up, Lord, the seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves in verse number 3. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is what? He's above it all. When I start looking at the sea and I start, Uncle John, looking at the pounding water, I start looking at the thunder, it reminded me of humanity. Yeah, yeah. Those who think that they can get over God, get around God, do what they want to do, and God does nothing. We saw that last Sunday. God sees. God is long-suffering, but I want to remind us that God sees and that God does not give into all of this and that when it's outside of the will and the word of God. Yeah, yes. Yes, I want us to see another picture here. Not just the physical sea, not just the physical thunder that goes on in the physical water, but this also can paint a picture of what humanity, men and women, think they can do when they get in a position of power, in a position of authority. But God lets me know that I'm mightier than they are. Oh, this morning, I can brag on God. He's my Lord. Let me go on with Psalm 93, something else that I see. Not only as Psalm 47 told me that he's seated on his holy throne, that he's greatly exalted, that the leaders of the earth belong to God. As a matter of fact, the heart of them is in the hand of our God. Why do we fear? We don't have any reason to fear. We don't have any reason to be scared. We don't have to be wondering about, I wonder what's going to happen. Our God is in control. And all we have to say is our God, he controls it. He sees it. He's not surprised by it. And he's going to work it for our good. So guess what? Don't abandon. I'm going to say it again this morning. Don't abandon your faith. Don't abandon the promises God has made to you. Don't abandon trusting in God. Find your comfort in the word of God. Find your comfort knowing that you serve the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Let me go on. God has constructed a world that is firmly established and cannot be moved unless he moves it. Earthly thrones are temporary. Let me say this. Earthly thrones are temporary. They are set up and cast down against. Neither is any trust to be requested in them. Let me say that again. Earthly thrones are temporary. They are set up and cast down. Neither is any trust to be put in them. But the throne of Christ is eternal and it is unchangeable. Don't put your trust in the fleeting things of this world. Psalm 90, verses 5 and 6. Our God is from everlasting. His life is without a beginning and without an ending. He stands above and beyond his creation. There is not a time in which God did not reign. God's might is over creation. And no one can undo what God has done. Look at verse 3 and 4. God's creation is never in control, including man and those things created. Psalms 2, verses 1 and 3, look at it. Waters and seas and floods and waves, as I said earlier, could represent those in rebellion. Sea of humanity who tries to overthrow God's rule. Ambassadors know this. God has never, I want us to hear this morning, know this. God has never been overpowered. He has simply permitted man to exercise his God-given will of choice. Y'all, we do know that we have been given a choice. We have been given a will. God is still in control, and he will have the last say. We can be calm in the face of all adversities when we keep in mind that God is sovereign, that God is in control, and that we belong to him. He is our refuge. God has no rival to his power. Look at verse number 5. We can depend on what God has promised. Yes, Sister Wanda. The testimonies of God is not just sure, but they are very sure. His truth is beyond all questions. What God has promised you all, he shall do. Jesus said of the Father, thy word is truth. Our God this morning, my God, your God, is holy. He's righteous. He cannot do wrong. He cannot lie. He is trustworthy, and he is faithful. Ambassadors, this morning, we must seek God's wisdom and God's guidance to stay on his path of righteousness. We must praise God for his faithfulness. Yes, this morning, there is no problem in our life, your life, my life, that is beyond his omnipotent power. No problem. There's no problem you can share with me this morning that God is not, that is beyond God's power, that is beyond God's ability to be able to fix it. Yes, this morning, we got to box ourselves in with the word of God and not the world and what the world's saying about this, what girlfriend is saying about it, what this person is saying. No, I got to box myself in 2025 with the word of God. I got to box myself in knowing that Holy Spirit lives in me and that I got to activate the Holy Spirit. I got to be submitted. I got to be surrendered, and I got to walk in obedience. Have thine own way, Lord. You are the potter and I am the clay. I got to box myself in with the word. When I feel a little bit discomfort in my body, I got to box myself in with Isaiah 53, 4, and 5. When I feel like some situation is going on and going haywire, I got to box myself in with Isaiah 43 and 2. Yes, Uncle John, when it looks like something is going on in my mind, and I'm thinking this thing that doesn't align to the word of God, I got to box myself in with Philippians chapter 4. Yes, when I feel like that the enemy wants to take me back into that old way of living, I got to box myself in with Colossians chapter 3. We got to box ourselves in with the word of God so that we can see the freedom to be who God has called us to be. Are you going to box yourself in with the word of God this year? Then that means you got to pull that word off the shelf. You got to pull your daily bread. If it ain't nothing but getting a little bit of a daily bread, and begin to read those scriptures, what the scriptures they give you in the daily bread. Sometimes now they're writing out the whole scripture. Well, grab your Bible so you can get the whole piece, not just a little snippet, but we got to start boxing ourselves in 2025, boxing ourselves in with the word of God. If a problem comes, I'm going to grab my word and put the word on the situation. If somebody calls me with a situation, I'm going to put the word on that situation because the word has power, Uncle John, power to heal, power to deliver. Hallelujah this morning. So how am I going to apply this lesson to my life? Let us praise God and serve him and thank him for the opportunities he gives us to help Father his kingdom work on the earth. Let me tell you all something. 2025, I'm not going to be saying, oh, what am I going to do? All this. No, I'm going to look at it as an opportunity, my brothers and sisters, an opportunity, Pastor Reggie, to share the power of God. I'm going to use this as an opportunity to share the plan of salvation. I'm going to allow this to give me an opportunity to be able for the ministry to spread the ministry of reconciliation that's telling others about Jesus, the ministry of reconciliation to go on. Look at it as an opportunity. When somebody calls you and say, I got the wrong number, no, what you need to say is, I may not be the person you call, but guess what? I got a word for you today. Let me give you a scripture. Do you mind if I pray with you? So, yeah, they go. Some may hang up. When these scammers call, these calls that you get in, I know you get tired of them. I know you just wish you could turn it off. But I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to start taking this as an opportunity to share about Jesus. Somebody in 2025, they are hurting. They are broke. Don't you know them people that's calling you, those people, ones that want you to buy something? Don't you know they got situations and problems too? Don't you know that many times they need a word from somebody too? I went over to CVS on Zebulon Road. Those who are in Macon know where I'm talking about. The CVS on Zebulon Road. And I went in there. I got ready to check out. And I asked the young lady, how's your day going? Have you had a great day? You know what she said to me? She said, you the first person. And this was later over in the evening. She said, you are the first person to even ask me how my day is going. You're the first person to ask. Let me tell you all something. Versus us moan, don't moan, don't moan about all of this. Let's take some opportunity. God is setting us up to be a blessing. God is setting us up to be able to share the word of God. Get your scriptures. Start memorizing your scriptures. Start writing them out on a card. And when you go somewhere, you can slide that card to the lady at the cashier, at the register. You can slide it to your waiter or your waitress when you go out to eat. You can put it when you steal, those of us that still write checks and mail their bills in. You can put it inside of your bill. God is giving us opportunities. I'm going to praise God and tell him, thank you for the opportunity that person called me and said it was a wrong number. I'm going to take that opportunity that he's giving me to father his kingdom and his work here on the earth. I'm going to praise God for his holiness, for he is holy. Here's the other thing I'm going to do. God is a holy beacon of light. We see that in verse 5b. He is holy. His power is holy. His sovereignty is holy. And this light guides us in darkness. He expects us to be holy as well. God's divine truth resists all the currents of man's opinion and the storms of human controversy. Our faith this morning, you all, is grounded upon the eternal truth of the Most High. All power is in his hand. Our God is sovereign. Our God is all powerful. He sits on his throne. He has all authority. And no matter how government shifts, how things in our lives may shift, God is still in control. And God is mightier than the sea. He's mightier than the thunder of the great waters. He's mightier than the ocean. Because let me tell you something, he made it. He's above it all. So this morning, I pray you've been encouraged. I pray you've been encouraged to know and to keep your eyes stayed on him and to know that there's nothing that is above him and we can trust him. Again, this morning, let me remind you, never abandon your faith. Never abandon the promises of God. And never lay aside your trust in him. Find comfort by boxing yourself in with the word of God and know that you will find the freedom that is necessary, that you need. Our God reigns. He'll never be in peace. His reputation is on the line. Good morning, my sisters and brothers. Good morning, ambassadors of God. Let's keep on bragging on God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. I pray this morning that you received a blessing from the word, because I did. As I kept going through it, Brother Al, going back and forth and looking at it, and the Lord just kept reminding me. He said, Deborah, a lot of things you're going to see in 2025. He said, a lot of things you're going to hear. A lot of things you may experience. But you got to keep in mind that I sit on the throne, that I am holy, that I am all-powerful, that I am sovereign. You got to remember who I am. And remember, there's no problem that'll come in your life that is beyond my sovereign power. Nothing. God is telling us to focus. Focus. We got to get our spiritual eyes dilated. We got to put our eye drops in, which is the word of God. We got to allow the Holy Spirit to open up. He's dilating our eyes. He's focusing us. He's giving us the eye drops that's necessary. Anyone desires to share this morning?
Morning, good morning, good morning. Minister Singleton and others on the line this morning. Thank you for the word, bringing it forth, expanding on it and making it clear for me to understand what you were saying and I could follow along with you in my Bible. And that's what I think teaching is all about. Teaching so that whoever is listening or whoever is there, that they can follow along with you, at least get one or two things that are in agreement with you. Might not understand it all, but can grasp what you're saying, and it sinks, begin to give itching ears and a itching heart to for more. I was thinking, I said, well, if a person that don't know who God and Jesus is, if they don't accept him, that doesn't change the fact that God is still king and still on the throne and his will is still going to be done.
Come on,
but
yes.
If I don't know, and I do want to know, and I receive him, there is a change, because I change from my will to his will.
Yes.
So it's just a blessing to sit under teaching where you can get clarity. Thank you.
Amen. Mother Cora, thank you so much for that, because that is my greatest desire, is to bring God's word forth, that any, even a child sits, can walk away knowing, if they just walk away knowing that God is reliable, that God is trustworthy, that God is sovereign, that God reigns and he sits on a throne and he has all authority and he is the decision maker. And I thank you for that this morning. You reminded me of something as we looked at this scripture where it talks about the Lord reigns. Mostly all through the Psalms, we see that. We see even in Psalms 96, verse number 10, it says, the Lord reigns. When we go to Psalm 97, verse number 1, the Lord reigns. When we go over to Psalm 99, verse number 1, the Lord reigns. And even when we go to Revelation chapter 19, and I'm going to go there real quick this morning, and just keep this point that you're making, Mother Core, Revelation 19 and verse number 6. We see it right there where the Lord reigns, where we see this. Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. The point you made to me this morning in terms of clarity is that we all walk away this morning knowing that the Lord reigns, that the Lord is sovereign, that the Lord is all-powerful, and that we are as his children. We are in his kingdom. And knowing that a king takes care of his kingdom, takes care of his territory, takes care of all that is within it. You are such a great example of that because you have been down the roads that I'm traveling, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord reigns and that he is your God. And he has never let you down. Never.
Mm.
That's awesome. That he is reliable. That he is trustworthy.
Amen.
And he is your God. He is your healer.
Mm.
He is your physician. He is your doctor.
Amen.
He's the one that regulates your mind. And he brings you through. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank praise you. God.
That just reminded me of it, that all I can hear you say is you know God reigns. You know it. It ain't a matter of somebody telling you. It's not about something what you read, but you know because you have experienced it. And I was sharing with a group on Friday that word know, K-N-O-W. And we see sometimes in the Bible, he knew her. That word know means an intimate relationship, a one-on-one relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that the psalmist could write was to experience, to know that my God is mightier than any human, any government, any person in office, my God, in the midst of it. Thank you, Mother Core. It just stirred up that whole idea of looking at scripture and seeing each scripture showing me that my God reigns. Thank you again. Thank you so much.
Praise God for the word.
Anyone else this morning desires to share what you may a nugget that you may you walk away with this morning? As it spoke to your heart and your mind and your soul this morning in your ears, what did you hear the Holy Spirit say to you? The Holy Spirit, what did the Holy Spirit say to you this morning that you desire to share? We want to give you an opportunity this morning. As the Holy Spirit, as you listened this morning, what did the Holy Spirit say to you? What did the Holy Spirit, what comfort did the word bring to you this morning as a citizen of the kingdom of God? We certainly want to hear you. Don't worry about how you sound. Don't worry about just put it on the table and because we want to hear what you have to say. What did the Holy Spirit say to you on today? Amen. I know you hear us, and I know that the Lord is, you're listening, And I know that this word is going into your heart as well as into your mind so that you can walk it out. This is what we're going to be called to do in 2025. We have to walk it out. We got to let our other sisters and brothers know that they can brag on God. Brag on God. Every opportunity you get, brag on God. Take these opportunities that's going to be given to you to brag on God, to tell others about the kingdom of God, to tell them how they can be saved, to tell them how they can hang on in there and not throw in the towel, not quit, not give up. Opportunities. See these as opportunities. And when you look at it from that perspective, watch what God will do. His word says, give, and it will be given unto us. Didn't it say something about shaking together, pressed down, running over? Well, what he's saying in terms of giving, give love. Give the word of God that brings comfort. Give. Every one of us on this line can give, whether you have a nickel in your pocketbook or a penny. If you are born again and connected to the true vine and that you are being renewed by reading your word every day, you can give and watch God give back to you. Give. Give. Give it away. Every time I get something new, I'm giving it away. Every time I get a new word, new revelation, new understanding, I'm giving it away. Watch how you will be overflowing. Watch God work. I can't say it enough. Watch God work when we take the opportunities that he is going to present us in 2025. We are 12 days in, you all. 12 days in.
Minister Singleton, in these 12 days, look at what God has shown us in these 12 days. The fire, the storms, the raging of, and to me, God is saying, come together. You have to reach out and come closer together, because even looking at the fires, you see these in nations, small, where that destruction is. But this is right here in the United States of America.
Yes.
Land of plentiful. So,
yes.
Look, you know, we have to look at these things, and we know you have to see God crying out to us.
Yes. Mother Cora, you are so right. Go on. I'm sorry. Go on.
No. I'm good.
But you're so right, Mother Cora. The place where these fires are going on, and you all know the opportunity I had to go to California a few months ago. They are not even able to do the taping at that place. I was there.
Mm.
I was there. God is giving us opportunity to bring about unity.
Mm.
He's also giving us an opportunity in our prayer closet. Matthew 6:6. He's giving us, we don't know, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't know them, Lord, but I can take them in my prayer closet. I'm praying for salvation for those that are not saved.
That's right.
I'm praying for salvation. That's the first on my list. I'm praying
Amen.
For salvation.
Amen.
I'm not
Amen.
Praying for a place to live, clothes.
Amen.
No, I'm praying
Amen.
For salvation.
That connection. Amen.
Because when you are saved, the Lord says, I will provide
Amen.
For your need.
Amen.
I'll provide a place. I'll provide clothes. I'll provide food. But they, those that do not know Christ that is in the midst of all of this, we need to be praying for salvation.
Amen.
That the Lord will provide those that are missionaries that's going there. Those that are, that see that are there in California already now, that they will say to themselves, I'm not concerned about how much money they got in the bank, who, what movie star they are, or what did they own out here. Right now, they are nothing. They went back. Their house is gone. Their possessions are gone and all of these things. But you know what? If they have Jesus, they got it all. But
Amen.
Some of them don't have him. And this is an opportunity to further the kingdom of God on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way on our jobs. It's the same, whatever job you are doing, you have an opportunity to further the kingdom of God. Even when those people bug you on the phone, this is an opportunity to further the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm praying, Mother Cora, I'm like you. Is I'm praying, that's number one, salvation.
Amen.
Because all the, what did it say? Seek my kingdom. Seek my righteousness first.
Amen. Amen.
And all of these things, the food, the clothing, something, all of these things will be added. You ain't got to worry about that.
Because there's some of those.
I'm going to pray on this.
Amen. Because it's some of them that don't know.
They don't
Jesus
know.
Is. And they don't know. They can't. They don't know who to call on. You know. You hear people, I don't know what I'm going to do. Right then, when you hear somebody say, "I don't know what I'm going to do," they are seeking for an answer.
Yes.
And we have to be there to say, "Jesus, God, He's here." And give them the word of salvation.
Yes. Opportunity. Even in the midst of what's happening, with those close about us, fires happening and making it, this thing happening, that thing, opportunity is being given for us to be able to minister.
Right.
And I'm going to say this morning, even in the midst of gang funerals, gang member funerals, an opportunity is given. I understand what people, but I'm going to tell you, when you're grieving and when you're mourning, all of that falls away. Yes, other things go through, but let me tell you, God can give us 5 minutes, but we got to know how to take that 5 minutes and use them. He may give us 2 minutes. To be
Amen.
Able to use. Have I been to some funerals? Yes, I have. I've been to gang funerals. But 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, all God is saying is, I'm going to give you so many opportunities in 2025 to be able to further my kingdom, but you got to remember, I sit on the throne. I got the authority. Don't abandon your faith. Don't abandon your trust. Don't abandon my promises that I made to you. Because it may be you in that same situation.
Amen.
It may be us. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know this. I trust God. I can get on that television and say, you know what? I lost this little stuff I had. But guess what? I serve God. I'm connected to the true vine, and he already told me he going to provide for me. He already told me he's going to take care of it. So guess what? He is going to do it. Mother Cora, I got something to share real quick, a testimony, and then we'll go to Uncle John. My son called me this week, and shared with me. He hit a deer, or the deer hit him, whichever. And he sent me a picture of the car. The car is still drivable. The main thing I asked him was, how are you? I'm not concerned about a car. How are you? He saved. He made the Romans 10. He's connected to the true vine. But too many times we put our eyes on these trinkets, on this mass accumulation of stuff, and then we forget about it's the soul of man. It's a soul. So this morning, let's praise God. Let's serve him and thank him for the opportunity.
That is so strange that you said that, because my niece called me from D.C., from Maryland, really, yesterday morning, and she told me her daughter had hit a deer, or a deer hit her, however it happened. And she said all she was saying, she was asking her how she was doing. She was saying, but the car, she said, honey, be still. A car, that's materialistic stuff. I just want to know if you're all right. You know, so these things are happening all over in different areas, different places, but it's a sign of God growing people together, families back to families, and yes. they just need to retouch, you know, because he's letting us know that I'm here. But you got to reach out to me now.
Yes.
I'm here. Yes. I'm here. Look. Because all these things is going on. In these few days, the president, the Carters, and all of that, you know, it's all of it ties in together.
Yes. All of it. And the Lord is preparing us. Last Sunday, the lesson he gave to us. Today, the lesson he's given to us. He's letting us know now, this is what you got
right.
to keep your eyes on.
Me,
you got to
I'm
bring
in
about.
Charge. Amen.
I'm in charge.
Amen.
And I'm going to give you some opportunities to tell others. Tell them
Amen.
I'm in charge.
Amen.
And tell
Stop
them how they can connect. There you go.
Yeah, he said, get out. Stop sitting on it.
Hallelujah.
Get out of these buildings. Get outside. Okay, I'm finished. Praise God for the word.
Hallelujah. No, Mother Corey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I was strong this year. One of them is, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I'm waited, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold over my being absolute sway. Fill with thou spirit till all shall see Christ only, always living in me.
All
Uncle
right.
John. Uncle John.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise God for the morning.
Morning, you and Mother Corey. Box myself with the word of God.
To God be the glory.
Box myself in. Good morning to you and our devotion to this morning. But our devotion today, Minister Deborah, Psalm 100, opening prayer, Brother Edward, we thank you all for that. And Minister Deborah sharing Psalm 47 and 93. It 47 fit it right in. Al, thank you this morning for the morning hymn. I thought about you, Mother Corey, when we swear people in on the phone, knowing full well they're not going to use it or can't use it. You should swear them in on a book called Mechanic Inclined. Why use the word? No, you're not going to use it.
That's good, Uncle John. That's good right there. That's good.
Solid foundation. Amen. Thank you.
Let's read Psalm 93, verse 1. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Wherewith he had girded himself, the world also is established, but it cannot be moved.
Ooh. Amen.
Talk this morning about our subject. God's going to have the last say.
Amen to that.
God's going to have the last say.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
From Psalm 10, it was mostly about man. How man acts when he gets some power. This week's lesson is all about God and how he deals with his power. God is all powerful because he has all power in his hand.
Amen.
But God exists forever without cause. There can be no greater ruler than the Lord, who is the world's only king. This week, America had the going home service of our 39th president. Words was unspeakable on how good a Christian life that he had lived and tried to teach others on how to obey God and to love everybody. God wants us to live a righteous life and a Christian life that make you want to love everybody. But when you are gone, what will they say about you? They say about me. Whatever they have said, you tell them that God gonna have the last say. The writer is putting God first. But by putting God first, God still gonna have the last. Let me tell you about God. Gonna have the last Revelation 20:15. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life cast into the lake of fire have the last say. 21:6. And he said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega. In the end. God gonna have the last say.
Amen.
That man fool you. God gonna have the last say. World belongs to God, and it can't be moved. Oh, God gonna have the last say. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, praise God for the word. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Uncle John, we thank you so much for bringing those words from our superintendent and our song this morning. Thank you. You're so right. God is going to have the last say, and that he is still in control. I don't care what man thinks, but he is still in control, and he will have the last say. Thank you so much for just bringing that in and reminding us of that. And this is what this lesson shows us, you all, as we continue to walk through the Psalms. What an awesome, the Lord, the reminders that the Lord has given us as we look into 2025 on today. The 12th day in, you all, the 12th day in. I want to go ahead and give you the foundational scripture for next week. It will be Psalm 103, verses 1 through 14. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 14 for next week. I'm going to ask, as you look at that psalm, I want you all to write down the benefits that we receive from God's love and his righteousness. This is one of Mother Cora's favorite psalms, Psalm 103. So I want us to, when we, the Lord says so, and we are here, we would have been 19 days into the new year. If the Lord allows us to be here next Sunday, we'll be 19 days into 2025. And I want us to look at the benefits that we receive as kingdom citizens, as ambassadors from God's steadfast love and righteousness. We have to keep in mind that the benefits are not for everybody. The benefits are not for everybody. You have had to have made the Romans 10, 9, and 10 sincere declaration and be connected to the true vine, and that your mind is being renewed by the word daily, Romans 12, 1 and 2, and connected to the true vine is John 15. So I want us to keep that in mind, that these benefits is not for everybody, but it's those that have made that declaration. So I want us to just look at that and walk through it and identify some of those benefits that we know that we have as kingdom citizens, looking at the benefits we have as his children. Again, thank each of you for all that you do, for your coming, your love offerings, your prayers, intercessory prayer, your presence, showing up at the ministry on our fifth Sundays. We are going to continue that effort, fifth Sundays at the ministry. And we are looking at to do one or two other things, just stretching. The Lord wants us to stretch. Never, as Mother Cora said, never become comfortable as to what you're doing and say, well, you know, you're doing a good job. That's enough. You know, no, the Lord wants us to stretch. There's a great big territory here that he has placed us in, and he wants us to stretch. So as I keep my eyes stayed on him and stay in prayer, he begins to download and share with us. The second thing I want to share is we are a part of a early morning ministry that meets every day. Our early morning ministry, some of you are part of a early morning ministry as well that meets every day. The ministry is Joy in the Morning. Pastor Charles Story and Sister Tony Story, they have been a part of the gathering place, a part of our partnership in teaching. That piece of the ministry, part of the ministry, will be doing a fast. They are going to set a fast. It is going to be, Mother Cora, I think we're going to start on the 3rd of February. Is that correct? I believe.
That's what he mentioned.
Yes, the 3rd of February, we are going to start a fast. We are going to provide the information for that fast. If there are those on the line, I'll mention again tonight, who would like to come alongside us, in that fast. Starting February the 3rd gives us about two and a half weeks to kind of begin to detox ourselves. Just thought about it this morning. I need to start detoxing myself from sugar, detoxing myself from dairy products, and those kinds of things. So I need to start kind of detoxing my body and, again, boxing myself in with the Word of God and begin not to look at this, that things I can't have, but to look at, oh, so much God wants to bless me with, what he wants to give me, shaken down, pressed together, and running over, immeasurable gifts he wants to give to us. So that's the way I look at fasting, not on what I can't have, but all what God wants to download and give to us. So if you would like to be a part of that fast, we will provide you the information, all of the information as well as the teaching that's going to lead up to the fast. We believe in teaching based on the Word of God to prepare you both spiritually and mentally and physically. It affects our bodies and everything. So we want everybody to be prepared as you get ready to go into the fast. So, again, if you're interested in that, please send me a quick text message so that we can add you to the group and make sure you get all the information, get all the scriptures that will be used, all the teaching that will be done in preparation for the fast that will start on the 3rd of February. It is a 21-day Daniel fast, but it may be a Daniel fast plus, more than just turning down the plate, but turning off some things and then turning on some things. So, again, starting February the 3rd, but there's going to be some teaching, scriptures leading you up to it. If you want to be a part of it, just let me know, and we'll make sure that you get all the information necessary, as well as we're looking to do some things new, providing daily scriptures for you to that will come to you electronically. So, again, thank all of you. Don't forget tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be back on the line for our preaching, our prayer time, our praise time, as well as our equipping the saints, equipping the disciples so that we can carry out the mandate of Matthew 28:19-20, where we are preaching and teaching the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. So look to hear you on the line on tonight as well. And again, just thank you all for all that you do. We're going to go ahead now and close with prayer and then our benediction for today. And this week, if you have a chance, go ahead and download or make a copy of the two songs, Have Thine Own Way, Lord, and I Surrender All, so that you can have them there on your desk or wherever you study, put it in your Bible. Don't forget now, we're supposed to be having our steno pads to keep notes as we walk through 2025, and stick it in there so that we can have it as a great reminder. Some of you still have those old hymnal books. I have one. Love it. You can have it there and put a piece of paper on those two pages as well. So those are our announcements for today. We are going to get ready to close with prayer and our benediction. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we tell you thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your provision that you provided us today in bringing forth your word. We thank you for giving us clarity. We thank you for giving us the ability to be able to speak clearly on today from your word. We thank you, O God, for Holy Spirit living in us to make the word clear to us and to provide us additional scriptures to build upon, to be the foundation, because we want to be boxed in, but still we know that we are free in the spirit, boxed in with your word no matter what comes our way, whether it's a physical situation, emotional or spiritual, whatever it might be, we will be boxed in with the word and know where to go in your word to find help, to find comfort and to find strength. Continue to have your way with us as disciples. And Lord, as you continue to open the doors of opportunities, we thank you that we can continue to follow the kingdom while we are here on the earth. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us everything that we need. I thank you for meeting my needs, and there's no lack in the kingdom of God. Thank you for all the soldiers on the line today, all the ambassadors on the line, those that will hear the recording. I thank you for them. Thank you for all that they do, the place in which they stand in and absorbing your word and walking in your word. I thank you for them, Lord, and I thank you for blessing them in the area in which they need a blessing. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. I know, Lord, you will never forget us and you will never forsake us. May the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now and forever. Let us all say amen. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. I love you all.
Love you.